nothing to do till her daughter says she'll be dead with you. While foreign affairs are screwing rotten, light morale has hit rock bottom. Dying embers stand forgotten. Talks of peace will be in China.
Live from Studio E down here in Central Florida, I'm your host, Steve Elkins, and this is Off the Beaten Path. Today's date is October 8th, 2023. It's been a full week of news and sound bites and news as being passed off as real news, much of which I would call the fake news. The time to be vocal is now. Silence is implied consent. Please visit the RBN website for great resource articles, for provocative insight, and share what you have learned. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. My email address is offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. Our call-in number is 512-248-8252. It's been a busy week. Busy week. A lot of stuff going on. History in the making this week. Major history in the making. But first, I want to start off with a little something I want to start the show off with, and then I'll get into the regular news and open the phone lines. Like I said, we got a lot of stuff to talk about today. October 6, 2023, that was Friday, a very busy day for me, for both in the household here at the Elkins house. I'm up at 4:30 in the morning to arrive at the hospital at 6 o'clock for check-in to remove my chemo port, my chemotherapy port, and not a difficult procedure. The port was removed, no complications. It's kind of funny how anesthesiologists don't like to be told what to do. Don't like suggestions. Could you go a little light on my anesthesia? You see, I have a little condition called chemo brain, and the anesthesia might make that a little bit more prominent. If we kind of back off on the anesthesia, they don't like being told what to do. But evidently he did back off. He did listen to us, my wife and I, and so came out of it no worse off than going in with the chemo brain. It is getting a little bit better, but a little frustrating for me to forget things I don't want to forget. We did a little shop talk in the OR, and he realized I'm no Joe Blow, no Joe Schmo. 30 years behind me in medical knowledge and experience, and like I said, it all worked out really well. I woke up, I had no cloudiness in my thought processes. It was a pretty good day for me. This day marked the end of my six-month roller coaster ride. It was a new beginning for me. And I want to say to all those who prayed for me, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Now, if you don't understand what that really means, the bottom of my heart, that's the ventricle, the largest chamber of our heart that receives the most blood and has the greatest force to pump that blood throughout the body. So now you know the story behind the saying there, from the bottom of my heart, the ventricle. Not the atrium, but the ventricle. The emotion fell through a call on the telephone to me, a text from a friend, an email from an RBN listener, my wife, my mother, my father in heaven, my dad, my Omi, my German grandmother, my American grandmother and grandfather from Florida, my good friends, David and Melissa, and my Father in Heaven. I thank you from the bottom of my heart, my left ventricle. It's not my time yet. I have so much more to give, so much more to do, so much more to accomplish. Just the other day, my good friend at college named Sean went to school together in nursing school at Indiana University. He called me, and he needed a religious medical exemption letter. Evidently, his company at Medtronic is pushing him now, whether to take the flu shot or to take a COVID shot. He needed this letter to get out of it. No problem. I have it. It's been around for about 2 years now. Still sending it out to RBN listeners. If you contact me, offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. I'm getting less and less requests for the document. Maybe corporations have woke up already to realize that the COVID shot doesn't work, and they're just getting themselves deeper and deeper in the hole in legal problems, probably in the future, because they are going to get sued when it all comes out that the damage that was caused by the COVID shots, not a good thing. Like I said, he works for Medtronic. I sent it over to him, and I'm happy to help anybody I can avoid these dangerous, dangerous, poisonous shots. You are the reason I'm here today. A child's smile is why I am here today. I believe we can do much better. We can bring change when we come together. Silence is implied consent. Playing nice has gotten us nowhere. Gotten us nowhere. It's time to take a stand. That line in the sand has been crossed. It's time to stand up and fight. Please join me in taking on these evil psychopaths. After my procedure, coming home, we had a little lunch. I came home and I put on a CD, just something to relax by for a little bit, kind of reflect on my day, what's happened so far. A CD from an artist by the name of Jonathan Cain. It may sound familiar, the name Jonathan Cain. Well, that's because he is the keyboardist for the band Journey, probably one of the greatest rock and roll bands of all time. He's gone out on a limb along with fellow guitarist Neil Schon from Journey. Outside of their normal realm of rock and roll, they did a couple jazz projects, and I got to say, it's amazing work. So I sat down and started listening to this CD from Jonathan Cain. It's called Piano with a View. Now, he's got a beautiful home built in the foresty hillside of Marin County in California, facing the massive redwoods, looking at that beautiful view, sitting on his grand piano playing his music, or at least being inspired to create great music. And the music, the CD actually hit me. It hit me like a ton of bricks. I started to think about what I experienced the last 6 months, where I am right now, my future. And I came up saying to myself, you know, like I said, it's not my time. I've got a lot more to accomplish. This music was a beacon of light for me moving forward. There's an artist, another band I really, really enjoy called Acoustic Alchemy. Nick Webb was a guitarist for this band, and his last recording was called Positive Thinking. Even though he knew his days were numbered, pancreatic cancer, he still came up positive and said Positive Thinking will be the name of this last project that I'm on. Positive Thinking. So I want to say from the bottom of my heart again for the third time, thank you, and God bless you all who were pulling for me and praying for me. I do appreciate that. All right, let's get to the news here. I want to find out, first of all, who fell for this psychological operation, this FEMA psychological operation on October 4th. Anybody fall for that? Anybody a little suspicious on the time of this? It's supposed to be October 4th at 2:22 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That sounds a little funny. Why not 2:20? Why not 2:25? 2:22. And I know there's some numerology going back to the numbers 2:22, and I'm trying to recall that offhand, but I can't. It's inquisitive. I believe there's a lot more to it, but there's something interesting about it, and I'm not sure it had anything to do with this year at all. But if FEMA was to crank up the electromagnetic frequency on that specific date of October 4th at 2:22, then it would be quite obvious that what their goal would be to activate the graphene oxide in your body for a negative purpose. Didn't happen. Did any of you guys turn your phone off? I didn't turn it off. Didn't touch it. Just left it. I heard the alarm go off, FEMA warning, this and that, do nothing. But I knew that if this was true, first of all, if you understand, the element of surprise is the greatest weapon against your enemy. or We Are Deemed the Enemy. The element of surprise is the greatest weapon. They're certainly not going to tip us off when they do this. I do believe they are going to do something with this electromagnetic frequency to crank it up, to activate graphene oxide in our bodies. Whether we've ingested it, we've inhaled it through chemtrails, we've had it injected into our bodies through a vaccine, many different ways, through the masks itself, the protective masks you were supposed to wear. All these were tainted and contaminated with graphene oxide, which I do believe will react with the 5G technology. Just a theory I have. I've had this theory for a long time. I think a lot of people share the same theory. There's a reason why they went very, really fast to get this 5G technology up in the air and get it going. More antennas on every street. Crank the power up. It's not about download speeds, about your computer. Nothing like that at all. They bypassed all the safety regulations. There were no long-term trials or studies on this technology to see if it would cause cancer or anything else. They simply got it out there. And everybody who tried to stop it, and I know plenty of people who tried to stop it, could not stop it. This is beyond us. There's something else in this technology. There is an agenda tacked on. I guess we'll find out someday. But I did not turn my phone off. Did not. I'm going to have the privilege this Tuesday, to go see a Charlie Kirk lecture at the University of Central Florida. Looking forward to that. Hoping to get to meet him, maybe talk to him a little bit. And I'd say probably 98% of the time, I actually agree with pretty much everything that Charlie Kirk says. I got to say, he's a very impressive young man. Very educated for as young as he is. I guess he had some good upbringing. And he certainly knows what's going on. His college tour is called Prove Me Wrong. And it should be entertaining. I expect several woke people to be in attendance to being sent there to trip him up. Pretty much every campus tour that he does, they're all recorded. You can watch them for your leisure on YouTube, I think, or Rumble, a couple other different ones. But typically people are sent there to make trouble, to paint him in a negative light, to paint him as a homophobe, a racist, a white supremacist. And he's anything but that. He's a pretty solid guy. And I like how he does it. He doesn't lose his cool. You can tell he gets a little irritated, but he doesn't lose his cool. And he comes back with factual evidence to pretty much shut you down, to make you look like a fool, to point out your ignorance. He does a very good job at this. I commend him for that. I could probably learn more from Charlie Kirk in that aspect there. Rather than losing my cool, rather point out the ignorance of the person who's trying to make me look bad. But he does a good job of that. I'm looking forward to that lecture on Tuesday.
so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Something a little different tonight here. I'm having a little issue with my microphone or computer, one or the other. I've had no problems lately, and today I do, unless there are gremlins or FBI that just don't want me to broadcast through the normal channels. I don't know, but we're going to have this thing go off tonight. I'm still going to do it. I'm going to do it on the telephone tonight and still going to take your calls, and we're going to have a great show. So let's get to it. Let's talk about this week that made history in the making. Yes, Matt Gaetz from Florida down here decided he wanted to remove Kevin McCarthy. First time ever in history. He was successful. I would have bet just the opposite. This was not going to happen. The vote came down to 216 to 210. He is gone. 8 Republicans, of course, with Matt Gaetz at the helm there, having Kevin McCarthy removed. A lot of different reasons why. Evidently, they believe he lied to them on the bill issue, the omnibus bills. They would like the bills single listed I kind of like that idea, to be honest with you. I like the ideas of the bills being single-listed, not buried in a 1,000 or 10,000-page omnibus bill, which is pretty much a lot of pork belly spending stuck in there, and you don't even know what's in there. I remember one time when Nancy Pelosi, was asked about the bill, the omnibus bill. She says, well, we don't know. Well, we'll pass it, and then we'll read it, basically. That's not the way it works. You read it before you decide to pass any part of it. But evidently, it's so thick, and it's so numerous in size that it's impossible to read it in the amount of time that you're allotted to look at it. And I always thought that was something that was definitely built in with fraud in mind, because there's nobody who can read 10,000 pages in a day or two. Impossible, especially as detailed as these bills are with the legal language and all. It's ridiculous that you think you could knock off 10,000 pages. But that's exactly what's happened here. So I have to agree with Matt Gaetz on the single issue. I agree with that. There's some theory that possibly there's some friction between Matt Gaetz and Kevin McCarthy on some ethics issues. Evidently, Matt Gaetz is being investigated by the Ethics Committee on something. I have no idea. Didn't really go into detail on, but he's being investigated for some ethics violations. Who knows, maybe it's something with campaign funding. But Kevin McCarthy evidently did not try to stop it or halt it or help Matt Gaetz in any way. So there might have been a little bit of animosity here, maybe a little revenge. I'll get back at you in some way. Don't really know. Don't think we'll ever really know that. But Matt Gaetz was successful in his pursuit to remove the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, a first time in history. Wow, history in the making. Amazing there. So now we have to start thinking about, with this whole removal now you have to start thinking about, they're talking about being ready to go next Wednesday. By next Wednesday, we'll be done. We'll have a new speaker. We can get back on message what we're supposed to be doing. I don't believe that's going to happen. I believe that's going to happen. It looks like there's going to be a little bit of a warfare here going on between Republicans and the 8 that voted against McCarthy or Kevin McCarthy. I think there's going to be a little war going on here. They're not happy with Matt Gaetz. They're talking about actually expulsion. I believe that. Not censure, but expulsion. And the other 7 Republicans that also crossed over to join Matt Gaetz in removing Kevin McCarthy. So this is going to be interesting. I think they're going to be spending some time here in a negative way, going after the 8 rather than finding the speaker, the next speaker they need to find, and get back to work here. Now, you remember, we only have 45 days. Well, we have less than now. I think it's, November 17th? The budget is enough in the budget, enough in the tank there until November 17th. They had a 45-day holdover. But after that, that'll be it. And you've got to have a budget in hand and ready to go. So I'm starting to think about the time that Kevin McCarthy has now been voted out, the time that will be taken to find another speaker, to choose the right person, to interview them, to debate the issue of that candidate, to vote them in or out, and then implement the action of bringing them in office as a speaker. So I know Jim Jordan's name's been thrown in there. I think he's a good candidate. I kind of like him. I think he's a upstanding young man. Patrick McHenry of North Carolina was also on the top of the list. What I find kind of interesting is that the ex-speaker, who just got kicked out, was required to submit names for selection for the new speakership. So Patrick McHenry was on top of that list. Again, Jim Jordan also on the list. So this is going to be interesting, very interesting. I don't know. And McHenry may just step in as an interim to the speakership, but maybe not even be a real candidate to take the position. I like the idea of Jim Jordan, to be honest with you. I think Jim Jordan might make a good selection here. Interesting. So we'll see. Let's see if they can get it together and get back to work, or this is going to drag out even more and more, and that November 17th will be upon us, and the government shutdown will actually happen. I don't know if, did you ever really feel, when we've gone through these government shutdowns, have you ever felt the pinch
Did you ever feel a setback that, hey, wait a minute here, the government's not working today? I never felt it. So I didn't get my mail. Big deal. We'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Say yourself, the removal of Kevin McCarthy, will it cost the Republicans' position? How's this all going to work here? To me, I think it was, I guess the timing of it all was very, very, very poor timing of it. I think it is going to aid and benefit the Democrats, and it's going to hurt the Republicans, this removal. I think it was in poor timing. It's too bad. It's going to happen, maybe, later on down the road, but I think the timing of it's definitely going to benefit the squad, AOC and her squad. The Democrats are definitely going to be benefiting from the removal of Kevin McCarthy. Not that I thought McCarthy was doing a great job or a poor job. It's the timing, and timing is everything here.
was a bad idea. Bad idea and a bad timing. So for this new speaker, the competition, who gets to become the new speaker, there's going to be some competition. People are going to throw their hat in the ring and say, I want to be the speaker. But then we need to look also at their voting records. We need to look at their voting records. Have they ever leaned and pushed back against the Democrats, or have they given an end to the Democrats? What's their position on Ukraine? It better be to stop the funding to Ukraine, this never-ending debt that we can't seem to get out of. Are they on board with impeaching Joe Biden? Are they on board with this? I hope so. That would definitely be on my mind. Are they supportive of Donald Trump? Are they supportive? These are all very important questions to ask for the next speaker, no doubt about it. So we'll see what they come up with. I do not think they'll meet their deadline. Wednesday, I do not believe this will happen. We'll see. Will this person also be able, the one, to point out the Biden failures, point out the Biden corruption, point out that Biden has been compromised and probably selling influence to other nations for personal gain? Will that person be that kind of speaker? That's what we need to know. We need a strong speaker. If Kevin McCarthy was a weak speaker, then we need a very strong speaker, and I'm all for that. So let's hope that we get better than what we had, because if we get worse, then this was a bad idea, very bad idea. Let's take our first caller tonight through the phone here. Let's talk to Jim in New York. Welcome, Jim.
Oh, hi, Steve. Yeah, I have to admit that Trump, as much as I was a critic, was definitely the lesser of two evils. Yeah. This Biden is just terrible. It's scary. This old man, I don't even know if he knows where he is.
You know? I agree with you. He appears to be not all there. Cognitively, he appears not to be there. Are you buying these polls? The polls they're giving out right now. Are you buying these polls? These poll numbers. Are you buying it?
Oh no, I don't. I don't buy anything television says. Nothing.
Yeah. Well, look at these numbers here. They're saying theoretically right now that Donald Trump is at 52% and Joe Biden is at 41%. Now, there are some other details that happened this week that are interesting. I think it could be a spoiler type situation. I'm kind of concerned about it. I've been talking to Mike Rivero about it. We've gone back and forth on it. And so I'll throw both of them at you, and you can tell me what you think. But the very idea that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. now will not be running as a Democrat but running as an independent, pulling moderate votes and pulling independent votes, which I would assume be taking votes away from Donald Trump. And then we've also can add in conservative Cornel West, who will also be joining an independent ticket. Those two both have the capacity to be spoilers, if not one, but both together could be spoilers in this next election. And the reason I worry about that is because we've seen spoilers in the past, Ross Perot, others that have been spoilers in election where somebody should not have, you know, won the race, but because they were spoilers in the race, the opposite happened. Mike Rivero believes that actually Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will probably pull more votes from the Biden ticket than he would pull from Donald Trump. I hope that is true. And the reason I mention that is because I've mentioned, I think, three criteria in the past. Three criteria that are needed in order to steal an election. And the first one is you do a lot of polling. You do polls, polls, polls. And every time you do a poll, you narrow the gap between the Democrat and the Republican. You get closer and closer and closer. Now, at the very last stage here, before the elections, that last poll you take pretty much puts you at neck and neck in a horse race here. It's very close. It's almost neck and neck here. And that's when you know there's going to be a steal. It's easier to steal when you have a narrow gap. The second part of that equation is you have no exit polling whatsoever. You do not ask people. You do not have media running around saying, how did you vote, people? How did you vote? You don't do that. You do no exit polling. And the third criteria for stealing an election is you have a computer glitch. The computer's malfunctioned, and now we can't go back and recall how people voted. It's just one of those glitches that happens once in a while, and we cannot, we have no track, no record of how people voted. We'll just have to go with how it turned out initially. So those are the three criteria. I don't want to see that happen. If anything, I would like to see Donald Trump sit down in a room with Ron DeSantis, said, Ron, I want you throw in the towel. I want you to throw your support towards me. We need to have a huge gap between myself and Joe Biden. A huge, huge gap. Such a huge gap that stealing this election now would just be so in your face. Everybody would know that there's no possible way Joe Biden won this race because the economy is not going to get better by the time we get to 2024. It's going to get worse. Inflation's higher. Everything's going wrong. More strikes. You know, United Auto Workers, Kaiser Permanente Healthcare is now striking. They ended yesterday. But it's getting worse. So when you ruin the economy, it's a pretty much a no-brainer. You don't get back in. But this gap has to be widened quite far. And on top of that, if you know, making the deal with Ron DeSantis, say, you know what, when I get out, you come in, I'll throw my full weight behind you, support. You get to be president for two terms. We're talking about 12 years of conservative politics. Man, that would be my dream ticket right there. 12 years of conservative politics to get this country. Now, on the other hand here, I also would do, to make sure there's no spoiler, I think Donald Trump needs to talk to Cornel West. He also needs to talk to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and say, hey, you guys, you can't win. Okay, you know you can't. But I want you part of my team because you're both very intelligent, sharp guys. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., I want you on Health and Human Services. You go after Fauci, carte blanche, you do whatever you want. You go after the vaccine industries. You are my health guy. Cornel West, intelligent, you are my one of my men at my right side here. Who are going to be one of my advisors on, you name it, definitely world politics, foreign policy. I want you a part of my team. I think that's the way to go. We cannot experience a spoiler type situation. I'll be honest with you. If this next election is over, it's rigged, and we lose this next election, I believe that will be the end of the United States. I believe we'll now then be a communist country, and RBN will be history. InfoWars will be history. Newsmax will be history. Real America's Voice will be history. Any independent voice to question or to go against the narrative of this administration will be silenced. We are living in a communist country.
Oh, absolutely. The thing I wanted to call, you know, you have a knowledge in the health field, and in your circles, you're in Florida. Have you seen, or among friends, acquaintances, family, people with adverse effects from the vaccine?
Yes, yes. I am working on a show here in the future, hopefully, to get this show kicked off. I've got feelers all over the country, all over the country. As a matter of fact, I've got a source that I hope to meet next week that will, he's a funeral director, and we're going to talk about what he's experiencing in his business of having a difficult time embalming patients because of all these clots that are clogging up the vasculature. He's unable to push in the amount of embalming fluid that he needs, and he's got pressure valves going off of this and that, and we're going to talk about that. That's one of my sources. I got doctors all over the country. And even though I'm not in the hospital setting right now, I can tell you that we are seeing a lot more strokes, CVAs, a lot more heart attacks, a lot more myocarditis. And the patients, the people, are young. They're young.
Yeah.
Very young. Now, I got to say one thing I'm really happy about. You know, the media's done a great job in suppressing all this information of adverse events. They don't talk about VAERS. The vaccine event reporting system. They don't talk about it. They don't want to talk about it. Well, I wish they would, but they won't. But what's nice is that we do have certain disciplines out there that are actually, because of their profit margin, looking for profit, they have to come out and say something's very wrong here. And I'm talking about the insurance industry. The insurance industry has realized something's very wrong here. In the last 3 years, we are seeing a high rate of death between 18-year-olds and 42-year-olds. Now, that's something they've never seen before ever in their careers. They've never seen this age group gap rise in death. So you got to understand the insurance companies are in the business of making a lot of money. They want to make money. Now they have to pay a lot more money out. So they're going, what's wrong here? We're not making huge profits now. What happens? We're paying out more in life insurance benefit, death benefits, because something is going wrong here. Between 18 and 42, a high number of deaths. Thank God for that. Thank God for funeral directors coming out and saying they're having problems with embalming the bodies. Because if we didn't know these two things here, we would know nothing other than what they told us through the mainstream media. So I'm thankful that at least we have two areas out there that are telling you something is wrong here. Something is very wrong.
I also think it's a regional thing. For some reason, I read that Kentucky has 20 times the adverse effects compared to California per capita. Yeah. Of course, there's much more people in California, but per 100,000 people, Kentucky has 20 times the adverse effects as California. So, you know, people talk about, you know, the batches that were distributed throughout the country. In my circles, and I know a lot of people, I work for a big company, and I'd say I probably know 1,000 people, friends, acquaintances, family, work associates. Added 1,000, I'd say 700 got the vaccine. Everyone's fine, it seems, thank God. But there's one man I know, I worked with him for 20 years. He was 55, and all of a sudden, he didn't want the vaccine, but it was required for his job. And all of a sudden, he goes to the hospital. At first, they said it was food poisoning. A week later, he died. Didn't smoke, didn't drink. And, you know, so that's 1 in 700 who died. I also know people who have, like, you know, minor, like, forgetfulness, but everyone else seems so far to be okay, thank God.
Yeah.
But
I can tell you in my household here, not my family directly, but my wife's family. Healthy, and then suddenly take the shots. They were taking the shots and boosters, and now one of them is having problems with diabetes, blood sugar control. Another, my wife's nephew, 32 years old, had a heart attack a couple weeks ago at 32.
See, that's not normal.
We've had a couple. We had a stroke and a death on her side of the family from taking the shot, dying, I think, a week later. Had a stroke and died a couple of days after having the shot. So we've seen a few on my wife's side of some bad stuff. So yeah, it's out there. And even my wife told me the other day that in the hospital they hear overhead all the time now. It's going to be more prominent. She recognizes it and hears it. It'll say code stroke, notifying the ER personnel to get ready. We have another stroke coming in. Now, I can't tell you the age of that person coming in with the stroke, but she says we hear it all through the day. Code stroke, ER, code stroke. So we are seeing more strokes, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I also think it's, you know, as I said, how do you explain Kentucky having 20 times the...
The only thing I could say about that is, and that's what Karen Kingston spoke about. Well, Karen Kingston talked about it. By the way, she's kind of on the run right now. But she mentioned that probably based on lot numbers and the potency of those vials. And we'll talk about that coming out of this next break, so stay tuned.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Kentucky having more cases of death than other states. And I think Karen Kingston best explained that, and her theory was that the lot numbers, it ties down to the lot numbers and the potency of those lot numbers, which are being spread out per state all over the country here. And the reason they're probably doing that is they want to space out the death over the next couple of years. I think by the year 2025, we're going to start to see a massive, massive death toll. But definitely beyond that, probably to the 2030, which is the Agenda 2030 deadline here, maybe soon after that. But they don't want to have a massive die-off right at the beginning of this, as it will point that the COVID shot is probably most likely the cause. So they're going to want to spread the death out. And that's my guess, is that why Kentucky got a whole bunch of bad lot numbers, high potency of the active ingredients of these shots, these vaccines, and that's probably why they're seeing a lot more adverse events and even more death than other states. Like I said, they're going to space the death out. If they bring it all together and everybody had the same amount in every state, then you'd see a massive die-off, and you would definitely know that the COVID shot or the boosters were part of that, causing that. So that's my theory on it, Jim.
Here, I've read that the vaccinated can spread the vaccine through what they call shedding. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, that's the theory. Actually, they weren't calling it shedding. Dr. Peter McCullough was calling it something else. Essentially, it was shedding, but he used a different term for it offhand. I'm trying to recall what it was. It was not the word shedding, but it was basically the same thing as shedding of the virus itself and contaminating and infecting people around you. I do believe, yes, I do believe that is, at least for the first couple of weeks after a COVID shot or a booster, depending on maybe, again, the potency of those COVID shots themselves. Like I said, some of those are really, really boosted, and I think they're even higher potency than others. And so, yeah, you would you'd be working with other coworkers and probably not realize it, but they're in some way infecting you or at least spreading the virus through some form of shedding to you. But if you have a strong immune system, you should be able to fight off anything without having any serious complications, I would assume, too. I mean,
and I think,
Go ahead.
And even in the 1950s, they knew about what they call shedding. I read that they would keep recently vaccinated patients segregated from the rest of the patients. They had little areas where if someone had just gotten vaccinated, they would keep them in this area, and you'd wear a mask. The staff would wear a mask from the new.
Well, I honestly can't answer that one, because what I would believe is that with the traditional method of vaccination, which is the live attenuated virus, where they take a virus, weaken it, and then inject it into a person's body to stimulate the immune system to produce antibodies to fight the antigen, the foreign pathogen. Now, we're talking about something totally different now. We're talking about genetic mutations. We're talking about experimental messenger RNA now. That basically is like virus software.
I hear the break. Thank you so much for your information and taking my call. And you have a great night.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim. Second hour coming up. Stay tuned.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
Can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.